Welcome back to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and more. Today we'll talk about baseball's unique opportunity. They're back! The boys this summer are, perhaps, going to trot back onto the grassy Green Diamonds at the end of July and play an abbreviated 60-game regular season with an October playoff schedule. Major League Baseball has proven to be the most dysfunctional major sports league during this pandemic year of 2020. The spring training camps were shut down prior to the start of the lengthy regular season, all 162 games. So while the regular seasons for the NBA and the National Hockey League were nearly completed, the professional baseball season never even made it to first base this year. When the team owners and the players' union met to delay the start of the baseball season, the interim agreement for the 2020 season offered the players a pro rata share of their annual salaries based on the actual number of games to be played this season. However, the owners bungled by not factoring that an abbreviated season might be played without paying fans in the stands. According to some reports, the average Major League Baseball team earns about $650,000 per home game from ticket sales, concessions, merchandise, and the like. Oops!
No!
Over the lengthy delay, the owners realized this mistake and came back to the players asking them to share in the loss of stadium revenues. The players said, no thanks, and stood firm on the original deal, which would pay them their usual salaries based on the actual number of games played. Usually it's the sports team owners who claim, hey, a deal's a deal, and the players get riled up. Well, this time it's the owners who the ones were backpedaling and goofed up, and the players are holding their feet to the fire. For well over 1 month, these two sides agreed to disagree. A number of different options were put on the table by the team owners, but this week, the owners have finally capitulated. A 60-game regular season will now start in late July with a full sprint to the finish line in 2020. The players will get what they ask for, their pro rata salaries. Major League Baseball games in 2020 are expected to be played at, quote, safe locations, till to be determined, without any fans in the stands. It's entirely possible that October's postseason games and the World Series might be played in empty stadiums, too. What else would you expect for 2020, right? In case you haven't heard already, the Major League Baseball Players Association must comply with significant changes in the way this unique 2020 season is traditionally played. Baseball players must now follow an operating manual containing the health and safety protocols necessary during this pandemic mini-season. Let's be more specific on some of those agreed-to changes you're going to see for the 60-game season soon. Number one, very important. No spitting allowed. Now that includes smokeless tobacco, sunflower seeds, and sunflower shells. Fortunately, chewing gum will be permitted. This one rule change will be the most fun to watch for television. Hey, what's the penalty going to be for spitting? Will the violators be sent to spitting rehab for all of this? We'll see. Number two, you'll see no bat boys or bat girls or bat men allowed. Yes, the players will actually have to go out and pick up their own bats after flinging them down the baselines after striking out. Hey, the same goes for chasing down foul balls, too. Outfielders, you're going to lose weight and be quite busy this season. Number three, all physical contact will be prohibited. Now that means high-fiving, fist bumping, and, of course, on-field fighting, too. Will players be permitted to fling their bats, socially distanced, of course, at the opposing pitchers after being beamed in the head by a fastball? This bears watching. Number four, showering at the ballparks after the game will be discouraged. Maybe Major League Baseball will remove the soap from the showers and pay a designated stink detector to make sure that baseball players smell badly enough to leave the stadium after the ball games. Let's face it. Since the 2020 Major League Baseball season, assuming they'll play at all at this rate, will be unique in a number of ways, your Swamp Swami here has a few more ideas that the league might want to consider to keep the viewers interested at home. Number one, automated home plate umpires. Yes, it's time to put Uniblab, you remember him from the Jetsons? Or something like him, to be allowed to prove whether or not modern robots can make more consistent ball and strike calls than humans behind the plate. Now, this has been tried recently in more than one minor league with some success. In fact, Major League Baseball was even planning to utilize electronic strike zones in the minor leagues during this year in 2020. So why not just speed this all up and use it during the shortened 2020 Major League Baseball season? In addition to removing the home plate umpire out of any coronavirus risk, television viewers would love to see how this changes the game too. Do it, Major League, do it! Number 2 idea, a 10-run rule after 7 innings. Hey, let's face it, if the Baltimore Orioles are being destroyed by the Boston Red Sox, let's say 15-1 after 7 innings, the odds are rather astronomical that they're going to rally in the final 2 innings anyway. It's time to go home. This is a change that's been needed for years. Number 3. Time to test out some new team nicknames. Now, if there was ever a good time to see if the Cleveland Indians, for example, should change their name, this would be the year. A few years ago, a national magazine put forth some new possibilities, such as the Cleveland Guardians, the Buckeyes, or even the Cleveland Spiders. I think that the team should try out a new uniform every week of this shortened season. Meanwhile, Houston might consider changing its nickname to the Videographers for the sake of historical accuracy. Baseball's interest was already waning before attempting to play this reduced schedule here in 2020. This mini-season seems like the perfect time to spice things up a little bit for the fans watching the games at home. It would be terrific if Major League Baseball would innovate a little bit and turn lemons into lemonade for 2020. I guess we're going to have to settle for a little less spitting and stinkier players instead. Yeah. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.
1, 2, 3, take me.